We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's very sunny in the studio today on a Monday edition, football game edition of Starkey and Muller. My perpetually panicked co-host Joe is trying to rewire the circuitry here. Craig, can we ever get him to plug into the correct port here? Ever? And he also looks like, if you've ever seen, I feel like you usually see this, I forget what commercials it was. But you'd see like an older person wearing those huge black wraparound glasses when they were coming back from the eye doctor. Joe's got his sunglasses on right now. He's got a visor on, his matching golf jacket. Doesn't he look like a football coach, actually?
I think he looks like David Duvall.
There's a little David Duvall there. There's definitely a college coach and a mid-major vibe going right now. A
little Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, like if Joe was on camera right now, you'd see like a graphic underneath that said 11-1 each of the last three seasons at Miami of Ohio, rumored to be connected to, and then the announcers would start saying something like, and there's a thought that he's going to be a serious player when the Kentucky job opens up.
I feel pretty good. I do. I think I look good today too. You don't like the St. Thomas little, what do you call these?
Visor. What?
Yeah, visor. The open visor.
A closed visor is called a hat.
Exactly. That's right. This would be a visor. Thank you, Mulsey.
You're something, man.
Thank you for the information.
You're really
it's
something.
It's wonderful to see you again. Now, the sunglasses are a result of an eye exam
Craig,
I had
please
today.
Please turn the lights down. It's too bright in here.
I
can't
need help
see.
Typing, Craigers. I can't see.
And they put these drops in your eyes to check for glaucoma and everything else.
Yeah.
So when I look at light right now, it's like it's, you know, searing into my eyeballs. And therefore, I asked them for a special pair of glasses where I wouldn't have to see you. They don't have any of those, Malsy.
Man, I wish I could not see you right now. But we've all been there. If you've gone to the eye doctor, you have to wear the, you know, they tell you to wear like your darkest sunglasses. What the power move by you is actually having a pair of sunglasses you could wear. Because if they throw the plastic doctor-issued ones on
they
you,
did.
That's a...
They tried it.
That's a tough move right there to
I couldn't
deal
with. Fit them.
No, well, they fall off your face. I don't know what the point of them is.
I have a question for you, Malsy, before we begin today with the Ohtani sweepstakes and everything else that's happening here.
Pirates standing about as much of a chance when that started as winning as Publishers Clearinghouse, probably.
Are we going to miss the little stickers? I just got a little envelope from the... I don't know what you call it, the vehicle registration center in Harrisburg, wherever it is,
yeah.
Saying we're no longer going to use the little registration sticker. We're going to save the taxpayers money. So no more of that on the license plate, Mulsey. You going to miss it?
No. What kind of a question is that?
I like those little stickers.
Why?
They were very durable.
So?
They were a sign of, I don't know,
you can get rid of them with literally no ill effect, what does it matter if they were durable?
Somebody had to make those. Somebody might be out of a job. I just
isn't
don't. I don't
trust,
believe the whole
they,
thing.
They
I don't trust
inmates
them.
With?
No, I don't trust them. I don't trust any of them. They're
trust
not doing
who?
It to save money. I don't know who.
The government?
Yes, the government.
So what are you, an anarchist?
I don't know. Craigers, I think we're in the same boat on this, right?
I have no strong feeling one way or the other on the registration.
I just
sticker.
Have no, yeah. This if this is the hill you're going to die on, pick a better one, man.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and fight for the registration sticker.
You put this open top visor on.
I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the ritual of in the back of the envelope.
The ritual.
You open up and you get your little sticker.
Hey, kids, the registration sticker's here.
You tack it on your license plate.
Look, gather around as Dad opens the thing that says 2-18.
The thing that always got me was how indestructible it was. How come the sticker never comes off? Rain, sleet, snow?
Why don't they make the whole car out of the sticker?
Well, here's the thing. If the government can issue something like that that's totally indestructible, what else can they do that
See,
they're not doing?
You're the guy that unironically says, why don't they make the whole plane out of the black box? That's you're that guy. What got into you today, man?
I don't know.
You put the glasses on. You've got the visor on.
I was surprised that there will be no more registration sticker, and I for one am going to miss the little registration sticker.
Before we fully start here, can I just say one last thing,
Rachel? I don't know.
No one knows that Craig's wife is in the booth until you just said it.
Now they do.
I can't take anything you say seriously today as long as you have those glasses on. Not one damn
thing. I'm sending a picture out now.
I can't take you seriously.
I come in here today in discomfort, and all I get is grief. That's all I get. I can't see. My pupils are dilated, and all I get is grief here.
Well, you're not going to see Shohei Ohtani in a Pirates uniform.
Gee, what a surprise, because I thought he was coming here.
Their pitch, which I imagine was akin to like a
They didn't
sort
get
of
to
twist.
Make a pitch.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Their initial like PowerPoint that they maybe all get to send PowerPoints to the guy didn't get them on the short list.
Well, nobody's surprised.
The Yankees were praising them
last week for saying that they were going to do this.
Well, yes, because I was giving them like the least level of praise for the most basic thing. If you're a team that actually says, "Oh no, we're not interested in the guy," then you're derelict of duty.
Of course. That's right. You're derelict of duty. But you knew, and we all knew, they had no chance to get the guy. Zero chance.
Well, they had a chance before they announced that they weren't going to get him.
They had a chance, but they probably weren't going to get him. Right. You have a chance to fly if you jump out this window, technically.
You want me to try it?
Please. Till you open the window, right? So the question then, we go back to our interview with Neil Huntington, and the original question was, he knows that this isn't going to happen. Everybody does. He seemed very eager to put it out there that the Pirates were going to post this $20 million and that they would be honored to be able to make the pitch to the Japanese Babe Ruth. And so now we see that there's, what, four National League teams, including the Cubs, of course, who are involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns from something that you could maybe get a teeny tiny bit excited about to another bummer. So what are you going to get excited about? That's my question with the Pirates.
And with Pirate Fest looming this weekend? What is there to sell and get pumped about?
That's a good question. What is there to sell? But we knew that this wasn't going to happen. In fact, we both guessed it would be Seattle. Everybody did from the start because of a large Japanese population out there. I don't know about a lot of people think DH is what he wants. I haven't heard that. And someone who is so competitive that he's willing to sacrifice literally hundreds of millions of dollars to come over here and play for, you know, bare bones for a couple years, I would think may also want to play the field from time to time and not just sit there and walk to the plate as a DH every once in a while.
But doesn't the DH give him the best of every world here? If he wants to occasionally run in there and play first base or right field, he can do that. He can still DH, and then he can pitch.
Sure,
he
could.
The AL affords him the most opportunities because of the absurdity of not having the DH
in both
leagues.
It does, but I can't help but notice that there's four NL teams still on his list. He may want to play outfield for all I know. He may love that. He may demand that.
What if he actually says through his translator, "I've always wanted to play for Joe Maddon"? Would that not be the quickest way to rise on the villain list? That's not all, by the way, this is just a quick sidebar. That's not the only bad news. You see who one of the two apparent finalists in the Giancarlo Stanton trade sweepstakes is? The Cardinals.
Of course, the Cardinals. I don't know if your pitch was, first of all, if you're Theo Epstein and Joe Maddon giving the pitch, I automatically like your chances, because whatever you want to say about Joe Maddon, players seem to like playing for him, and they have a whole bunch of money that I know it's not legal to offer it up front. But hint, hint, if you stay here for a while, you could be in line for a real big contract.
Maddon showing like the elbowing motion, like wink, wink, grin, grin. I know. He didn't want to play in New York City for the Yankees, and the New York Daily News took great exception, wanting to have the honor and privilege of eventually running him out of town if he wasn't good enough,
yeah, exactly.
You know, 3 years from now.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.